problems are piling up for Joe Biden and the Democrats. Let me give you an example here. I've got a couple of them, but I want you to see them because they're significant to say the least. A brand new poll from the Des Moines Register. The Des Moines Register considered one of the best polling outfits in the country. I know you have a lot of skepticism about polls, but the Des Moines Register, when they poll Iowa, going into primaries, going into presidential elections, their track record very strong. Perfect, no, but very strong. That's why this is important. They've just done a brand new poll, has the Des Moines Register. And what it's telling about voters in the heart of this country, the places that are west of New York and east of L.A., what it's saying about the heart of this country is telling. President Joe Biden's approval rating, according to the brand new poll in the Des Moines Register, is 31%. That's it. Less than a third of the likely voters in the state of Iowa support Joe Biden. His disapproval number, 62%. We saw polling out of the swing state of Michigan here a couple of days ago from the Detroit News, a poll they did. Joe Biden's approval rating in Michigan, 39%. And by the way, it's falling. It's not getting better with each passing day. As people like Carol King and others call out Jen Psaki, for example, that's when you realize the bottom is falling out. In fact, can we go to that? Bite number 10. We share this with the folks. Because this is what a hard reality slap across the face looks like and sounds like. Gayle King demolished Jen Psaki on national television, on CBS This Morning, this week. And it explains quite clearly why the president's polling numbers are doing a swan dive. Here it is.
Building our allies and partnerships.
I think it's good to say we're going to look outward, but we can't ignore what has happened before. We're still getting hammered for how the withdrawal from Afghanistan happened. Everybody knows, many people believe it was time. It's just the way that it was done. Mm-hmm. So we all agree with that. That's not a good look. You look at what's happening with immigration. You look at France now saying that they've been betrayed by the United States. So I get that we have to look forward, but what are we doing to justify or explain what appears to be very bad behavior on our part now?
We don't see it that way.
Oh, you don't see it that way. Well, guess what? Gayle King does. The sycophants are finally fleeing the sinking ship. They realize the captain has become the Mad King. Joe Biden is not in charge. Joe Biden is not in charge. And Jen Psaki trying to sell that snake oil isn't working particularly well, now is it? The answer is no, it's not. Shocked she was. We don't see it that way. They're displeased about that, but we're having a long-abiding friendship with them that's going to endure. That's what she said about the French. Oh, well, we're friends. Yeah. But Gayle King somehow missed that our drone strike that the Pentagon and Mark Milley and Psaki were bragging about killing ISIS-K terrorists turned out to be a family of 10, including 7 kids. Just overlooked that comment, Gayle. I mean, you don't want to hammer them too hard. Jen Psaki might not come back on if she's mad at you. See, that's the game a lot of these people play, by the way. You can't ask something too difficult because you might get blacklisted and not allowed back on the list of those issue invitations to have members of the administration on your program. Here's one of the most distasteful, disgusting things, and I see distasteful, disgusting things all the time, right? I'm on social media. But this is remarkable. Joy Reid, She is a host on MSNBC. Joy Reid played the race card in the murder of Gabby Petito this week. During a segment on her show, The Readout, Reid said while Petito's family deserved answers and justice, she felt the same media attention didn't apply to non-white people when they go missing. It goes without saying that no family should ever have to endure that kind of pain, and the Petito family certainly deserves answers and justice. But the way this story has captivated the nation has many wondering, why not the same media attention when people of color go missing? This is a pretty unusual story, Joy. These who are driving around the United States, going to national parks, interacting with people, interacting with police, doing podcasts and talking about their adventures. And then he ends up back in Florida without her. It's not your usual story. And then she says this. Well, the answer actually has a name. Missing white woman syndrome. That's how she referred to Gabby Petito and the media interest in it. Missing white woman syndrome. It's the most disgusting racist comment I've heard in a while. People should be fired for comments like this. Let go from the air. The term coined by the late and great Gwen Ifill to describe the media and public fascination with missing white women like Lacey Peterson or Natalie Holloway, while ignoring cases involving missing people of color. Mm-hmm. Missing white woman syndrome. Well, that's disgusting. Gabby Petito, they say her manner of death was homicide. They have not told us what that means, or what the exact manner of death. The manner of death was homicide. The way it happened, we have not been told. All right, still coming up, we'll have Liz Peek here on the program. I know you don't want to miss that. And Adam Lalonde from Patriot Foods joining us today. A lot to come. Don't go anywhere. Patriot Foods and Liz Peek, straight ahead on The Steve Gruber Show.